What's good, everyone? Welcome to episode 4 of Vendetta's Podcast. It's your boy Citizen V, along here with my co-host Tokyo Five. What's up, Five?
Howdy, howdy.
We would like to give a special shout out to everyone listening in right now, as the world slowly starts to get back to what we might be considered the new normal after all this crazy pandemic crap that we've been going through for the last couple months. States slowly opening up, beaches slowly but surely opening up, even though it's still on I believe a lot of places still on a little bit of a filter, on a restriction, I should say. There's still certain amount of people can be only in places. Speaking of what's going to be considered the new normal, how is things going on in the world this week, Five?
Well, we all know Memorial Day is this weekend, or Memorial Weekend is this weekend. Memorial Day is actually Monday. There are some beaches that are preparing for Memorial Weekend during the pandemic. So, me personally, I live in a city that is off the coast. These challenging unprecedented times. Whoa. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. But, as states are starting to open back up, certain states that are pretty much bordered by coastline or beaches are allowing residents to celebrate Memorial Weekend at the beach. So I believe it's going to be sunny all weekend, so all of you those out there ready for Memorial Day weekend, ready to grill, enjoy some beach weather because your beach may be open.
Oh, I get that.
More news on the Ahmaud Arbery case. The man who recorded the killing actually tried to confine and detain him with his vehicle.
Wow.
William Rhodey Bryan Jr. was the man who was arrested on Thursday on charges including felony murder, becoming the third person arrested in this connection with the Aubrey killing. Jeez, just imagine, if we believed he was a witness, we wouldn't have arrested him, Georgia Bureau of Investigations Director Vic Reynolds says Friday. So he apparently is the third member of this, in my opinion, hazing and murder. Because I really don't understand exactly the point of what they were doing. We discussed this, I believe, last episode. Where you brought it up, you said that there have been break-ins in the neighborhood, but I just seeing the video, I just don't understand how, like, what the reason. He didn't have any weapons on him. It didn't look like he had stolen anything. It looked like he was in runner's outfit, like he was just going for a jog. So I don't understand
I
what the
mean,
purpose of confining and
he
detaining this
wasn't
man was.
exactly wearing runner's outfit. I mean, he was in khakis and
Was it
shit
khakis?
like
Because I thought it
that.
was shorts. Like runners, or not running shorts, but some form of shorts. Well, they've arrested him. I'm pretty sure he's also going to get charges for what is it? When you're a part of a crime that is being an
Accessory.
accessory. Thank you. I can't think today. So, in some other news, a fire captain in Oklahoma has been accused of robbing two banks. Two games, not just one, but two.
Wow. Holy
Yep,
shit.
a captain with the fire department in Tulsa, Oklahoma is under arrest because police say he robbed two banks and stole nearly $320,000. Captain
Whoa.
Jerry Brown, who has been with the fire department since 2002, is accused by the police of robbing a bank in March and another in May. So not only
Wow.
did he hit two banks in 2 months.
Wow.
His lawyers say Brown will be arraigned next month, and the allegations came as a shock to many. I believe
Yeah,
it. You know, you're fire department captain.
I mean, yeah, you're like in one of the most highest trusted positions in your city, in your district, and you're getting caught doing shit like this. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, it makes you wonder, like, what the hell? Are y'all really screening the people that you're hiring for these positions? I mean, yeah. It's bad enough we're already a lot of people are worried about the cops. Now we got to be worried about the fire department, people in the fire department robbing banks and shit. It's
Maybe
crazy.
he, you know, maybe the fire department pay isn't as good as he thought it was.
You get paid by the city. I mean, don't get me wrong, you're then again, what city were they in?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oklahoma. I don't know. I don't know if Oklahoma's
Hold
is a
on.
poor
I actually
state.
want to see, is this the same bank that he robbed twice, or is it two completely separate banks?
It's the same bank he robbed twice, he's just a dumbass. But if it's two
Yeah,
different banks,
you may never know, man. People are stupid. You know, I mean, he was desperate enough to rob two different banks, bro. So, I don't know.
wow, I mean, I guess they must be really filling it up in Oklahoma. That's just insane. I
Hey,
mean,
I mean, I'm looking at his mugshot right now, and
I mean,
he does not strike me as a fire captain. He looks drugged out a little, or at least like he was on alcohol. Okay, allegedly robbed the Oklahoma Capital Bank. Wow. And Skiatook on March. And then robbed a second bank at the Exchange Bank in Sperry. So it
Wow.
was two different banks. But in, you know, 2 different months. So he spaced it out with a month in between, because he robbed one in March, waited a month, then went back in May and robbed another.
Oh man. That's just let me see if I can find his picture so I can see what you're looking at, huh?
Do you know the actress Lori Loughlin? Does that name ring a bell?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Full
Apparently,
House.
yes. Apparently, her husband pleads guilty in college admission scam. Actress
What?
Lori Loughlin and fashion designer husband Mossimo Giannulli, I probably butchered that name, pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges Friday for both their roles as two of the most famous names, the Brazen College admissions scam.
Ah, yeah, that college admission scan. I remember that. Yeah, they still go on about that shit.
Well, husband pleaded guilty. Laughlin pleaded guilty as well to conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. And husband pleaded guilty conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud and honest services wire and mail fraud. So sentencing will be set for August 21st for both. Wow.
Whew.
If you think you have it rough, there are some famous people out there who just have it a bit rougher.
Yeah. Speaking of famous people that had it, have it rough, in other news this week, the body of former WWE superstar Shad Gaspard was found Wednesday morning, May 20th, on Venice Beach after he went missing the day before. Oh, I mean, on Sunday, Sunday over the weekend. Many wrestling fans remember his time in WWE as one half of the tag team Crime Time with JTG. After leaving WWE, he pursued an acting career and landing roles in the movies like Think Like a Man 2, The Last Sharknado, It's About Time, and Get Hard, and
Yeah, he
lots of
was a,
other
yeah,
ones.
I remember him in Kevin Hart's Get Hard. Okay.
Yeah. He also did the motion capture for Kratos and the God of War reboot, which was interesting that I found out about. I didn't. That was pretty cool.
That's neat.
Gaspar and his 10-year-old son were swimming in the Marina del Rey when the beaches were just reopened, and when they were caught in a rip current
Yeah,
was
I believe
along with a lot of
the son was rescued, but he was
yeah the
not.
lifeguards and yeah the lifeguards and emergencies were able to rescue the swimmers and his son Gaspar. Well, he told the lifeguards to save his son right before he was taken under another wave, and that was the last time they seen him. And after that, they after rescuing the other swimmers and his son, they searched for him for searched for him the whole weekend for 3 days. It wasn't until Wednesday morning when a passerby found his body washed up on shore. He
Wow.
was only 39 years old, and he had survived by his wife and his son, who he saved during that tragic event. He was a husband, a father, and he died a hero. So rest in peace to Shad Gaspard.
Rest in peace.
He did enough. Well, he did what any father would do in this situation, made sure his son got out alive.
Course.
So he, and there was also another story about how he actually stopped a robbery going on from a, I believe, at a gas station. He stopped a robbery. And like, from what I understand, a lot of people in wrestling world it who knew him said he was a great guy. I mean, he was a very positive guy and
Oh, most
pot
definitely.
and great, and he done was all about good things. And you know, especially you know it's you know and it's
It's sad.
hearing about him and especially
Definitely
hearing
sad.
about him and especially what his last act of what he did heroic act that he did is not hard to believe that. You know, it's kind of it's sad to see such a good guy
Be taken away
die like that,
so
you
early.
know, be
Yeah.
taken away so early. But he didn't. At least he did not die in vain, though.
In some updated news, this was posted an hour ago, live per CNN. Basketball legend Patrick Ewing tests positive for COVID-19.
Oh, man.
So, as the world may be getting back to normality with its working and opening up businesses, this virus is still here. Basketball Hall of Famer and Georgetown men's basketball coach Patrick Ewing said Friday he has tested positive for COVID-19. He tweeted, "This virus is serious and should not be taken lightly. I want to encourage everyone to stay safe, take care of yourselves and your loved ones." As we said it in many of our episodes, previous episodes, this virus has no discrimination. It will come for any and all.
Yeah, dear God.
Our prayers are to the UN family.
Yeah.
Hopefully he fights through this. He's
Yeah.
one of my favorite ball players. That's just that's
I
terrible. I
mean,
mean, just shows you the world is just world is
yeah,
just
just
coming
been
to who knows.
falling to pieces after this damn virus. Good gosh, man.
We all know that the Refers Club has their donkey of the day, which me, myself, I find entertaining.
Yeah.
I think we should start a trend ourselves with that. Calling it
Like,
our clown of the week.
I'm a clown.
Week.
Clown of the week.
Clown of the week.
That sounds like a
And
good idea.
yeah, it doesn't. But yeah. And our clown of the week is ours truly, Mr. President Donald Trump. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mr. Donald Trump, President Trump, falsely accused, not falsely accused, I'm sorry.
I
Falsely
want to give
claims
it.
he won Man of the Year award.
I did not hear about that, and I might not agree with you on this, but hey, it's it's your nomination. You get to say what you want.
Well, I mean, did he really win it?
I don't know. I mean, we gotta see. Gotta see. I mean, I doubt it. I didn't
I
hear
think
anything about it.
this is pretty news to me, but apparently, I guess
I
Donald
thought I
Trump
would have
claimed he won Man of the Year award. Pulling up the story now to see the full story. Donald Trump says a lot of things that just spill out of his mouth that sometimes aren't true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's you. But personally, if I was going to nominate a clown of the week, I would probably say it would be Joe Biden with his "you ain't black" comment.
Ooh, you know what? That might have to be it. I heard about this. Okay. This is now that I got more news on this. This is a Michigan's Man of the Year, where Trump repeats false claim he was Michigan Man of the Year or Michigan's Man of the Year. Apparently, that is not true. President Donald Trump has a favorite way to illustrate what he says is the strength of his relationship with the critical swing state that he is visiting Thursday, or he probably has visited. Has he visited? Yeah. It was this Thursday, so that was yesterday, I believe. He tells a story about how he once named Michigan's Man of the Year, though there is no evidence that this has ever happened. It's worth fact-checking the tale again since Trump uttered it Wednesday for at least the sixth time as president. The latest version came a day before he visits a Ford plant outside of Detroit and hours after he threatened to deny funding to the state over a decision by his Democratic Secretary of State to send applications for absentee ballots to all 7.7 million registered voters.
Wow.
So this is just Trump spewing out titles that he doesn't have. Ah, man. Joe Biden and this black tweet, you say?
Yeah, his well, it was in an interview. Joe Biden's drawing fire for telling a black radio host that anyone wavering over whether to vote for him or President Trump ain't black. You know, his comment came out of him on Friday. He was visiting. He was doing an interview, and believe the interviewer would say, would Agree with what I'm saying. It would be stupid for African Americans to support Donald Trump after what the president has done. It's done, even if you're an African American Republican, says Revy Perry, an activist and chair of the political science department at Howard University in Washington.
Well, if he wants to be president, this isn't a very good look for him. I can tell you that.
I mean, yeah, it's just that's just the dumbest thing you could ever say. I mean, how you gonna just say, how is a white dude gonna say black people are black person isn't black if they vote for Trump over him?
Wasn't Joe
I
Biden President Barack Obama's vice president?
yeah, he was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was that weird old white guy who tried to blend in with the black people at the barbecue. Wow. Well, in some sports news, mainly some NFL news, Seahawks add a 1,000-yard rusher for added depth. They've signed Carlos Hyde, who has played for multiple teams from the Browns, the Texans, and the Jaguars. Now is becoming a Seattle Seahawk. I don't really know Seattle's running backs, but that might be the reason why they signed Hyde because who is their starter?
Our starting running back for Seattle.
Yeah. Chris Carson. He's
Chris
not bad.
Carson.
I think Chris Carson's a good running back. He's not a elite running back. I don't think he's gonna get you 1,000 yards every year. But he's a good down back. Two down back, I believe. That's where I believe Carlos Hyde comes in for the third downs. It's a good move.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame NBA coach Jerry Sloan dies at 78.
Yeah.
Jerry Sloan is known for coaching the Utah Jazz for 23 seasons. Holy cannoli.
Man.
Jerry Sloan, the Hall of Fame basketball coach who spent the majority of his career with the Jazz, play oh. And was a former NBA player with the Bulls. Sloan announced in 2016 that he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. Never heard of that. But a terrible combination of neurologic disorders. So rest in peace to Jerry Sloan, and our prayers are out to the Sloan family.
Yes, indeed. Rest in peace,
Rest in
Mr.
peace.
Sloan.
Do you like UFC?
Yes.
I
Yes,
love
I do,
UFC.
actually. Yes.
Dana White
Love
plans
it
to live
anytime I
on
can
Fight
watch
Island for a month during a string of UFC events.
it.
I heard about him going and getting an island. I heard about that.
That's
And
crazy.
now, where the UFC's Fight Island is located remains a mystery. But apparently,
Wow.
we'll have a famous short-term resident, Dana White.
Huh.
This could be his move to probably get everything set up to have UFC fights on this island. I heard in the past that that's what he was intending to do when the COVID-19 epidemic kind of broke out.
Yeah.
While the company has resumed running stateside events where feasible, such as they were here, my hometown in Jacksonville, Florida, 3 weeks ago, planned return to UFC Apex on May 30th, pending Nevada Athletic Commission approval. Well, May 30th is in a few days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I was, well, several days actually. I say about like the end of,
About 8 days, I believe.
Yeah. 8 days.
I think that he's just going there to set things up, get things prepared. Wouldn't know really why he just would go to an island that he named Fight Island, if it not be for the UFC's future.
That's good. I have enough money to buy a whole damn island.
Well, when you have superstars going into an octagon beating each other up, I'm pretty sure you're well off. In more
Oh, yeah.
NFL news, former Super Bowl MVP Flacco lands with the AFC team, signing a 1-year deal, I believe, with the New York Jets.
Interesting.
Average Joe Flacco.
There's Joe Flacco on the New York Jets, where usually careers go to die. Well, that's mostly the Washington Redskins, but
or it could be the
just
Cleveland
as good.
Browns. Flacco, 35,
that too.
Was released by the Broncos in March with a failed physical designation. He played in just 8 games before he landed on the IR with a herniated disc. Denver opted to move on from Flacco and go with Drew Lock, their young QB in the works. I'm trying to see how much this deal is for a 1-year deal. Pretty sure it's not going to be much. And it's not saying right now. I'm pretty sure more details about the deal. Oh, here we go. The contract is worth $1.5 million, but could reach $4.5 million with incentives. Do you think Flacco is Hall of Fame eligible because he won a Super Bowl? Like, do you think he's worth that golden jack and that headstone?
I don't think so. I mean, it's not. I don't think he was hard. He wasn't horrible.
He wasn't great.
He did. He had some terrific seasons when he
pretty
was
sure he
with
had one good season.
That's one. I mean, he has some play. Good. I mean, sure, we smacked him around a lot. I mean, but he gave as good as he got. I mean, it's not like he was just taking it. I mean, there were times when we was going to war with him and I mean,
I remember
between
times when we played them and we demolished him.
When the hell did that happen?
You don't remember 2 years ago when the Jaguars just ate them up in London?
2 years ago.
It was 2 or 3 years ago when we played them in London.
Yeah, that's when y'all probably had y'all squad.
Yeah, we still beat them last year too, I believe so. Or a year before.
Last year? It's like, fuck no, y'all ain't beat them last year.
We did. We didn't have that bad of a record. It wasn't great, but it wasn't that bad. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, it's time for Tokyo's trivia. Darrell.
Really? Yeah.
How knowledgeable are you?
I think I'm knowledgeable enough.
Well, we shall
we'll
see.
We'll find out.
We shall see. I have 5 questions for you. We all know what Tokyo's trivia is. It's where my partner here, Darrell, answers 5 questions. I will let him know after the 5 questions how many questions he's gotten correct. I will then post them on Twitter. You can check them out, ladies and gentlemen. Try to answer them yourselves. Remember, we will post the winner, whoever beats my friend here, Darrell, in answering the most questions correct. We will acknowledge in our next episode.
Yeah.
So sit tight.
Well.
Get a snack, get a drink, whatever. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back after this message. Hey, you. Want to start your own podcast? Want to gain thousands of listeners? Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need in one place for free. Yeah, you heard me. For free. Which you can use from your very own smartphone or PC device. Tokyo 5 and myself, we've been using Anchor for about 3 episodes now, and we totally love it. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And while you're at it, be sure to check out our podcast, Vendetta's Fivecast, for all your gaming news, updates, sports, and more. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. All right, everyone. Welcome back to Vendetta's Fivecast. And those who's just joining us, I'm your boy, Vendetta the Beast, and here at Tokyo 5. And we're about to do Tokyo 5's trivia.
Now, this is a new segment we started last episode, Tokyo's Trivia. The point of this game is five random questions, any topic. These are not in specific subjects. You can get questions from math to movies to history to vegetarian culture. It could be anything. We're going to see how knowledgeable you are against the beast. Darrell, do you have a pen and paper ready?
Yes.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for Tokyo's Trivia. Question one. How many Pokemon are there in the first generation?
How many Pokemon is in the first generation?
That is correct.
151. What? Wait, it was 151. Wait.
Remember, you have a few seconds to answer.
God damn it. All right. I believe it was supposed to be, a 150, I believe 150.
150, is that your final answer?
Yes. Wait, no. 151.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. You will receive the correct answer after this. Question number two. Which NFL team won Super Bowl 10?
Which NFL team won Super Bowl 10? Wow. My God. Which NFL team won Super Bowl 10? Wait. I think I'll kind of remember this one.
You got five seconds.
Well,
four, three, two.
It was my Steelers.
One. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. Moving on to question three. Which actor or actress holds the most Oscar awards?
God damn.
Which actor or actress holds the most Oscar awards?
Most Oscar awards? Oh, wow. Holy hell. Let's see. Katherine Hepburn.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
All right. Moving on to question four. How many colors are there in a rainbow?
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
How many colors are there in a rainbow?
seven.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Moving on to the last question. Which game won Game of the Year in 2010?
In 2010, which game won Game of the Year? Red Dead Redemption.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Thank you for playing Tokyo's Trivia. Now, I am going to show Darrell which questions he's gotten right or wrong. I am going to then post the questions on our Twitter page. You can check it out, answer them yourselves, and to see if you have answered more than Darrell. Now, let's get into some gaming news.
Yep. Okay. We got this week in gaming news. Pac-Man is celebrating its 40th anniversary this week, especially on Friday. It just passed.
40 years old. Wow.
40 years of Pac-Man. In celebration, they're going to be releasing a DLC in the Minecraft games where you can play as Pac-Man.
Not really into Minecraft, but that's cool.
Me neither, but it's pretty dope. I mean, wish when we get like a new game or something. Like a new Pac-Man adventure or a reboot also, or that. Hopefully, maybe they got that in the way.
And I see it also says it will soon be playable on Twitch.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep. Oh, man. If I actually cared much about Minecraft, I'd probably get it, but I don't know. I probably might watch some streams on it. That's just me.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. In other news, Sega is being sued by Manchester United for What the hell is that? Just had it. Damn it. Technical difficulties right now. Anyway, is being sued for Football Manager's use of club name.
Huh. What was the club name?
Let's see. Manchester United, one of Europe's top football clubs, have sued Football Manager series creator Sega, publishing in Sports Interactive, SI Games, for allegedly infringing on the use of their trademark club name extensively throughout the game, according to other sources.
Mm.
The football club also alleged that SI Game infringed on their trademark by not using the actual Manchester United logo and instead using a simpler default red and white logo.
Huh.
Manchester United stated that this deprives the registered privateer of its rights to have the club crest license. Sega and SI Games rebutted by saying the use of the Manchester United's name is a legitimate reference to the Manchester United football team and football context. They also added that the club name has been used in video game franchise since 1992 when it was known as Championship Manager, according to the to sources.
Man, that's some years ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm.
You know, both sides are, you know, are arguing for their own control over the freedom of the use of the club name. Well, and
at the end of the day, shouldn't it favor in the actual clubs? You know, the actual club itself.
Yeah, I mean, but you know how these lawsuits and trials and crap can go.
Yeah.
It's never really cut and dry. I mean, it is what it is.
I guess
it's
that's crazy though.
At the end of the day, it's all about. I'm pretty sure it's just about money.
Probably. PS5 price could still be months away as Sony turns focus to its games. As we rocket towards the PS5's late 2020 release date, there's still a lot we don't know about Sony's next-gen console, including what games are offered, how the console will look, and most importantly, what it actually costs. It can be a while before we find out. Months, in fact. One journalist from VentureBeat named Jeff Grubb, tweets, he thinks that it'll be August before we get either an Xbox or a PS5 price. That's not far, but I'm assuming they were supposed to, I guess, release their prices sooner than that. I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah. Moving on.
All right.
Drew. I know you have a vault full of games that you love to share with our listeners here, especially our gamers.
Well, we already know what, as I said in the last episode, we already know what free games we have for this month for the PlayStation and Xbox.
So those are still the same.
No, those haven't changed. You know, right now, Warhammer 40,000 is still available, along with V Rally 4 and Overlord for the Xbox One and 360. And PlayStation, you still got your two simulators, farming and cities. Have fun with those.
Yeah.
But now we're going to move on to my five games to play while in quarantine.
Well, I mean, soon we're going to have to change that, huh? Because it'll just have to be your top five games.
Top five games. But
until coming to an end soon, so
it'll just slowly but surely. Games.
But you're still in quarantine nonetheless.
So let's start with number one.
One.
Banjo-Tooie.
Oh, man, I remember that game.
Yeah, this is a classic game, a very, very classic, rare title game. If anyone has played this a fun adventure game back in the Nintendo 64. It's also now available on Xbox Game Pass. You know,
wasn't the character a hillbilly bear with a bird?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, I was always wondering what that was.
Yeah, it's a old school platform adventure game. game, you know, by Rare. Like I said, the original console, it came out on was Nintendo 64 back in 2000. It's one of the many beloved games, you know, that one of the very fun games that brings a lot, because usually takes up a lot of time, and you know, and very something that's very enjoyable for those who wants to have a nostalgia trip that's familiar with the series, and anyone who's new to the series, I'm pretty sure you're gonna, if you love platformer games, there's why not start with this one?
Nice.
Number two,
Two.
Dead Island. Now this survivor this survivor zombie game, man, it was unique. I say that. I can say that. It was really unique. You know, you got to make your own weapons on air and own type of literally can craft your own type of weapons, fight endless hordes of different zombies, trying to stay alive. The story was outrageous, and it was a very fun little RPG PG zombie game to play, you know. I loved it the first time around when I played it. It was crazy. You know, people was just getting bit up and shit and getting murdered and slaughtered. I remember the trailer for it when it first came out, you know, the family all on a vacation and happy and stuff, but then it started out, then the little girl running through the hall getting chased by the zombies, and she ends up getting bit before she makes it to our room, and then she's brought into the room, and she goes down, and then comes back up, and she gets the rest of her family on her dad. Her mom's fighting for her life. Dad ends up thrown out the window. She dies. It was crazy. I mean, this game is chaotic,
Sounds like it.
but
I remember it
it's
too.
fun.
There's that they had a second one to it, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Dead Island 2. This franchise was really, I think it was really unique in the zombie survival horror genre.
Nice.
Number three,
Three.
Fable, or Fable and Anniversary, depending on what system you're playing on. Fable is a fantastic classic RPG game. You know, a game, the ultimate of choosing of what path you want to go down. If you want to go to the be the good guy, or you want to be evil. I believe in every Fable game, I always chose the evil path.
Course, because your ass is
But the
evil.
story. But a lot of stories, a lot of the stories were great, you know, and sometimes a lot heartbreaking, especially the first one, how it all began, you know, even the main character's family getting murdered and slaughtered, and him barely making it out alive.
Yeah.
And then on your wild ass quest for revenge to get the guy who killed your family. Yeah. Also has one of the most iconic villains, main villains of the game.
Right.
Yeah. I loved it from beginning to end.
I believe I only
And
played Fable 2. So I never got a chance to play the first one or the third one, but I had a chance to play the
oh,
second one.
trust me. Oh, trust me. It was just as good. Especially the third one was just as great too. Especially when you when you have they gave you a dog companion
Yeah.
in the game, which was dope. But yeah, Fable, check it out. A great RPG that everyone will love. Number four,
4.
Brothers of Tale of Two Sons. Now, I'm going to admit, I haven't gotten to play this one yet, but I've saw a lot of gameplay on it. And hell, I saw a majority of the gameplay on it, especially the story. And it is a very captivating game to me. I think it's very good, especially the story about the two brothers and how they on a quest to save their ill father, all the crazy shit they go through, how they you have to use them to solve puzzles to get through a lot of all the challenges they have to go through. It's a very, 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 very dynamic game. And if you get caught up, if you really are into the story, you end up probably falling in love with these characters. I don't want to spoil it for anyone, so I'm not. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Right.
And number five,
5.
this game is a classic, and it's come straight from the Sega Genesis. This game played plenty of times back on the Sega when in the 90s when I had it. You can if you've got the little classic Sega Genesis or console that you can buy for like $20 right now in stores.
Plus, I'm sure you could probably get like an emulator if that's not what you want to do.
Yeah, that too. Altered Beast. This game, I swear, this game kicked so much ass back in the day. I loved it. Get to play as two guys whooping ass and then get to power yourself up and change some into monsters and tear through fucking everything. Classic beat 'em up side scrolling game, just like all the other side scrolling games back in the day, back in the day. This one is just as classic just as the other ones. Can't go wrong with a classic game like that.
I actually don't remember that game.
You don't? Don't?
No,
Oh, come
but to be
man,
honest with you, the only
I'm
Sega
telling you.
games I really did play were like Sonic and I believe wasn't the Ninja Turtles. There was a game. It was a Ninja Turtles game, I believe. And
Yeah.
then there was a Power Rangers, and then also there was an X-Men. That's only the really
Yep.
ones I remember, so.
Man.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, trust me, it was I loved it. It was crazy. I think it was awesome. I loved it as much as I love playing Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
But that was my top five games for to play while in quarantine. So folks, that's gonna be the end of this episode for this week.
Remember.
Want to thank everyone for joining us in, and you. Remember, you can If you want to get more of us, you can always follow us on our social media pages. You know, catch us on Twitter at Ven5Cast. That's V-E-N, the number 5, and I-V-E cast. And then on our Instagram, you can follow us at Vendettas_5. IVE cast. And then you can also like our page and follow us on Facebook at Vendettas5Cast. That's Vendettas FIVE cast. And that's all of our social media. Well, be sure to look us up on there and follow us.
We're posting clips and snippets on YouTube, and we are in construction, under construction, for our actual webpage to find Vendetta's 5Cast.
Yes, yes, yes. So be on the lookout for our own webs, our website, and look us up on YouTube also.
Yep, we are doing big things. That is our time. I am Tokyo 5. That is my partner,
and
Vendetta the Beast, a.k.a. Citizen V.
Until next time, guys, we out.
You guys stay safe.